24th day of Sefirot Omer, the Kinyan Torah of Kabbalas HaYisurin, and the Sefira of Teferis Shebenetzach. Medrash Shmuel explains that Kabbalas HaYisurin is about persevering and learning Shtark even when your situation and the situation around you is not so simple. Another interpretation he offers is that, as the Lashon of Kabbalah suggests, as opposed to saying just Yisurin, it is about voluntarily accepting Yisurin upon oneself, i.e. subjecting oneself to a lifestyle of Pas B'Melach Tochal. Even though he previously explained that Pas B'Melach Tochal is not an ideal, and only if one finds himself in that state should he still learn Torah, nevertheless, the Medrash Shmuel finds some value in living a life of abstinence from certain pleasures. Perhaps we can suggest that this idea of Kabbalas HaYisurin more accurately underscores the significance of embracing sacrifice, as opposed to merely the virtue and idea of sacrifice itself. As we pointed out, it is important we have means of support. However, we should only accept that which we absolutely need. When it comes to anything beyond, we should actively avoid and eliminate what comes our way, and embrace a lifestyle of Pas B'Melach Tochal only after we get the Mitzvah and support we need. The Teferis Yisrael in the Yachin Os Tzadi understands the idea of Kabbalas HaYisurin much more generally and fundamentally. Oftentimes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurin upon us or upon other people, and we don't understand why he does so. To be Mekabel Yisurin is to realize that whatever comes our way is meant to be, and we just have to accept it. The Teferis Yisrael concludes with the line, V'shomer mitzvosav derech tumo. Just because we don't understand doesn't mean we should be acting any differently. Humfarker, our lack of knowledge behind what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, is a manifestation of Na'aseh V'nishma, the statement that we as a nation uttered at Har Sinai to accept the Torah in the first place. We were mekabel the Torah based on the premise that we trust whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu says and does is in our best interest, and we will do whatever it is that is asked of us. The sphere of Teferis Shebenetzach shows the importance of striking the right balance to achieve eternity. Teferis Shebenetzach is appreciating the need of Mi'atzchora within the framework of Kabbalas HaYisurin. An additional aspect of this idea is that in order to succeed in the long term, one must have their priorities straight. Oftentimes, two competing values will conflict, and the true test of success is to see how one juggles these two values, and to see which one wins out when it's just not possible to achieve both. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, tells us that Talmud Torah is greater than Maisim, Chesed, and Mitzvos, because Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. Learning enables us to do actions. When we know what to do, we are able to do it properly. However, when push comes to shove, sometimes the Maisa wins out. Normally, we have a rule of Osek B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. If I am doing something now, I am putter from, and perhaps not even allowed to do, another mitzvah. Yet, if I am learning and a mitzvah opportunity comes, if it's E.F. Shalasos Ayidei Acherim, if it's impossible to be done by someone else, I have to stop learning to do it. This is because we have the value of learning and the value of a mitzvah going at each other, but the goal of learning is to do the mitzvahs. If I were to neglect the mitzvah opportunity and continue learning, it would be megala that I'm not learning for the reasons that it should be. Thus, by picking the wrong option, it follows that one is deficient in both values. And conversely, by picking the right option, it shows how we have our priorities straight and how much we truly care in upholding both values.